Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
WPHM, that song Killin' Time, you hear from time to time on our station. Of course, you've heard it a lot over the course of your life, I'm sure. It's if you're a country music fan at all, you know Clint Black and his work, but do you know the stories behind some of these songs? He's written his memoir, finally, Clint Black, Killin' Time, My Life and Music. He's on the line with us right now. Hey, good morning, Clint. How you doing?
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you being with us this morning. Let's just jump into this. What a career. More than 20 million records, 22 number one career singles, 31 top 10 singles, nearly two dozen gold and platinum awards, CMA awards, ACM awards, a Grammy award, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, you've done so much. What made you say, hey, let's sit down and write about it?
Well, Lisa's been, my wife's been hearing these stories since we got married, and she's said repeatedly, you really need to write a book. And so, you know, my manager and all my team have been hearing some of these stories, and they decided to get a couple of literary agents and sick them on me. And they talked me into it, convinced me they would find me a great publisher and get me any help I needed in getting all this stuff down on paper.
Was it fun looking back on this career and dredging up some of those stories?
Yeah, you know, going back over, you know, I've lived a very full life, lots of ups and downs like any life. The things that were happening in front of the camera or in the spotlight that everyone might have seen, there was a whole lot going on behind the scene that was fun or funny or extraordinary, all the people that I worked with and met, but also some very dramatic things, you know, going through trying to get away from my first manager, going through a two-year litigation with him that led to conflicts with the record company and me as well, and then all of the pressures behind the scene for me to stop insisting on writing my own songs, which is what brought me to the dance. And I fought that and eventually walked away from the major record companies and went independent. And it wasn't great for my career, but it was great for my work. And, you know, I tried to put it all, you know, in the memoir to give a sense, an entertaining sense of what was really going on.
With all that pressure and all that turmoil that does go on, you can see why so many entertainers go astray. They, you know, go off the straight and narrow. You've kept things together over the years. What has been your guiding principle?
You know, when I was 18, I was in a band with my brother, and people were sending drinks up to the stage, and we were getting bombed. And there's a funny story of, you know, the straw that broke this camel's back one night, and I never drank on stage again from the time I was 18 on. And so when things were tough, when there was so much going on that I was losing my voice and I couldn't sing in the biggest and brightest moments of my career, I could easily see how people might anesthetize themselves with alcohol or drugs or food, or and I knew those pitfalls were there. So I managed to keep my head on straight and just push through. I found a great vocal coach who helped me prepare for all of that hard work.
How hard was it to break into this business?
Well, it took me about 10 years of playing in the bars. And I read every book on the business I could find. And it wasn't until I read a book called Work Smarter, Not Harder, Time Management. Time is in that title. Ironic, huh? And so I read this book. I did the exercise in it, which was about goal setting and activities, actions that lead to goals. I did every step of it, and it led to a record deal.
That's pretty amazing. And there was no looking back after that, was there?
Well, you know, except for telling the stories, no. Things took off like a rocket.
You mentioned your wife, Lisa. She has been with you for a long, long time. Lisa Hartman Black. How did you meet?
Well, 35 years this October.
How'd you meet?
We had mutual friends. Her manager's partner, Stan Maress, managed KT Oslin, and I was opening for her in 89. So we met. He and I hit it off. He gave Lisa my cassette tape, and when they were in Houston promoting one of her movies, someone at one of the TV stations said, "Hey, we've got a couple extra tickets to the Clint Black concert if you want to go." So they came. We met backstage. And I won't give it away. It's in the book, what happened 10 days later that led to our first date. And we were married within 10 months of that.
There's a reason to pick up Killin' Time, My Life and Music by Clint Black. Clint, great talking to you. Thanks so much for being with us.
I enjoyed it, Paul. Thanks.